Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Now, we gotta lay it cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Forget that.
Forget
that. Who number one?
Yo, welcome to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 252. We gonna make it do what it do. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. the Alpaca Whisperer. a.k.a. What made you go with that verse? a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez. A.K.A. I'm fitter than him. Keep the bulk. I ain't trying to lift the gym. A.K.A. If you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something that I hate. A.K.A. The brown skin Prince Hakeem with no semi. Solo ho. A.K.A. Snitchy Snitchington. I will tell. And you and your homeboys going to jail. Let's get it.
What up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up or grip up. Crip. A.K.A. Stone El Terrible, A.K.A. your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right there. I dropped off. A.K.A. A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. A.K.A. Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. A.K.A. Dirty Sanchez. A.K.A. Filthy Rodriguez. A.K.A. Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones, because this meat is good. A.K.A. Jesus Hot Sauces Lopez, this meat is spicy. A.K.A. I hit your baby mama raw because she liked that shit, and I use your kids' clothes to wipe off my dick. Let's get it.
That was uncalled for.
Right. He's got AIDS. Right. He's got AIDS. He's got AIDS.
That was why you cut your mic off, too?
My daughter walked in the room.
Oh, like, dang. He used the baby's clothes, then cut his mic off. He just did it.
nigga just disrespectful.
Now you got the STD that she got, and now y'all both laying in the bed talking about we hot.
Goddamn right. Who was I talking to? Oh, yo, so I'm talking to the little young cat at work, right?
My man,
I call him Hog Nasty. This motherfucker say, hey, man, I ain't never thought about using the condom.
He's right. Got AIDS.
What?
He's got AIDS.
Like, yo, in my whole career, fucking, I ain't never thought about it, dog. I said, Hog Nasty, come on, bro. He's like, look, man. I was like, yo, man, the baby had the issue, man. What about STD? He's like, yo, if I get something, I deserved it.
Dang. He must have been absent on the STD class video days.
For real, man. I was like, yo, he's like, yo, if she give me gonorrhea, I deserve gonorrhea, man. Well, shit, I might have herpes. I don't know. I'm like, yo, this motherfucker's crazy, man.
Yo, it's a wild world out here.
Yeah, man.
Forget That Yo Radio, man. You know where to find us. Forget That Yo. Search it. Forget Yo Podcast. Search Forget That Yo anywhere on social media. I found a new app you could check out, CastBox. And you can actually leave comments on the episode and, you know, interact with people. So I think that's dope feature. I'm about to be on there. So if somebody leave a comment, I'm coming back at you. You heard me? what you got? Lemonade?
Wattel.
Oh, yeah, man. So the Old Dirty Bastard, the podcast, because ain't no father to our staff.
Ain't no father to our staff. Shimmy, y'all.
You went to ATL versus, who was it? The Carolina Panthers game?
Yeah.
And they got smoked out the building.
Man, bad.
Was the game even close at the beginning or what?
No, it was never close.
Did Julio go off?
Not really. Julio, I mean, he got busy, but he ain't do really. Look, man, okay, so the thing about being at a football game, right? Everybody want to be close.
Mm-hmm.
So we had some good seats. We was damn near on the field.
Mm.
Forgot about it, man. You got to walk all the way down there.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got to walk all the way back up when you want to get some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, man, this is I got to rethink this, man. Like, the last time we went, I set up high. I like, nah, I can't do this. Set down low. I can't do this. I got to get right in the middle, man.
Why don't you just get by the just order from the dude that's walking by with all the stuff?
They don't come down that far. In a 3-hour game, the dude with the beard came down there once. And it was a dude with he was selling like popsicles or some shit, came down there once. No, he came down there twice. That was it. So we had to walk everywhere to get the shit. And then the stadium don't take cash no more.
Mm.
So everybody got to slide on their like iPad and shit. I'm like, man, I don't know about this shit, man. This is Atlanta.
Swipe or don't swipe.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this shit was straight though, man.
Okay.
Now we got to talk about, man, what you do for Thanksgiving, man?
Man, you know me, I did the usual. I ordered the Boston Market jump off.
Did you get two again?
Well, this time I got the 3-meal deal and I added an extra plate. But yo, this was the worst unorganized establishment I ever seen in my life.
For real?
All right. It looked like somebody called in to work, so they just went outside and grabbed a dude who looked like he wasn't doing nothing to come in and help out.
Wow.
And just threw him a shirt. Cause first of all, the store opened at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting in the car waiting like a person who pays attention to rules. I look on the door. It says 9 a.m. open. So I'm the first one there. So I backs the car in so I can see when people start going in. So I see a couple. You know, you always got the people oblivious in the world. Just, I don't know how they made it this far. So it was an older couple. The first way Boston Market messed up, they didn't have like a rule, like a sign saying go to this door. They should have kept everybody on one side. This is the way you enter here.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they had both doors unlocked, even though they wasn't open yet. And they were still you could see them clearly bringing stuff in and setting up.
Yeah.
So the couple says, I'm going to disregard all that and walk in. So the first time they walk in, it was like 8:40. I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. They walk in. The guy tells them they ain't open yet. I'm like, okay. And they walk back out and get back in their car. So I guess my man just couldn't take it no more. So about 10 minutes later, about 8:50.
8:45.
Him and his wife just decides to go back in there. And nobody's telling them to leave. So then another guy goes in there. And then another guy goes in there. I'm like, okay. So I'm going to sit here and wait until they tell all of them to leave.
Yeah.
They walks up to the counter and start putting their orders. So I'm like, okay, I'm going in there. So I go in. Now everybody who pulling up, seeing people in line, they all going in. So we waiting there, and she start taking dude's order, and now she's on the it's a black lady on the register. So they got the little Mexican dude like fixing the plates, but he don't know. It's like he never seen a Boston Market before, and they say, "Yo, come through. We gonna pay you. Gotcha." So my man
got a day laborer.
Yeah, they just got a day laborer. Duh. My man said, I want this 3-meal deal, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Little dude look around. The lady, he tried to ask her, hey, what do I give him? I'm like, dog, it's a limited menu. It's only everything you can give him is in the pans in front of you. If my man say, I want stuffing and turkey, you put stuffing and turkey on the plate.
They can read, nigga.
Yeah. Yo, my man standing there lost. So he's trying to ask the black lady. She's trying to get the ring the dude up and ask him what he got. She ain't paying no attention to him. So then he turns around to the people cooking the food that's refilling the containers and all that, getting the stuff ready. They ignoring him. So my man just stands there. So then the black lady looks at him and she's like, look, she points to the menu. This is all we have right here. This is what they could get. Here's the plates you use. Explain everything to him. My man is slower than molasses. And then he's still not sure. Even though you telling him, oh, I want stuffing. he's going to the stuffing, but he's not sure this is what he's supposed to do.
Is this a stuffing?
And then he don't know the size containers. There's only one size, dog. Like, if you want it in bulk, there is cases full of the bulk stuff you grab to the left. So only thing I can be ordering from here is the regular plate sizes. It was ridiculous, dog. Then my man left.
Was it his first day?
Dog, I don't know what it was, but they didn't explain nothing to him. Or unless he got to be fired by now if he just that slow.
Yeah.
So I'm missing a whole meal when I get to the house. I go back up there. My man's like, oh, you can see him tapping the lady like, this is the guy I left the meal off of.
Yeah, that's him.
She was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Get the meal. Now, I'm thinking by this time, my man got it a little under control because he's been there about 45 minutes now. No. My man completes the meal he's supposed to give me and just sits it on the table. So I'm like, I ain't going to say that. I'm going to see how long the meal sits there. You got a line of people and my meal is sitting right here.
Where he ain't put no cover over it?
He just fixed the plate and is just sitting there.
Just threw that shit up there like you were in prison or some shit.
Yo, like he forgot what he was doing and just stopped the whole assembly line, even though he is the complete assembly line. So I'm like, yo, this dude got, yo, get him out of here. So then the black lady finally looks over and sees us sitting there and she's like, what? So she finishes it up, puts everything up. And I'm like, yo, where'd y'all get this, guys? Somebody did this. It was terrible, dog. I don't know how they lucky, because in Orlando, the line is wrapped around the building.
Yeah.
But they were organized. Like, they had the doors locked. They didn't let you come in until they was ready. And then they had everything flowing. Yeah. Yo, if they would have had, luckily it was only like 8 people, because woo-wee.
Yeah, man, damn.
But other than that, it was, you know what I'm saying, watch the Cowboys get smoked.
Yeah.
Like a turkey. And that was about it.
All right, don't doubt.
Did y'all ate at whose house y'all eat at? Ashley's?
Yeah, we went down to Ashley's house. So, let me explain that shit. So, okay, so, you know, I had to go to Kansas City for the funeral.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why I decided to drive. But, so, we get to a certain point. We get to, like, Illinois, and it's 4 hours to Kansas City, and it's 3 hours to the Ville.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, fuck it, man. I just go to the Ville and chill for the night and get up and go in the morning. Mm. Forgot my man from Cali was in the Ville. I went and kicked it with him. Next day, get up, go to Kansas City. Man, I ain't seen a lot of the family in some years, bro. Like 14, 15 years, man.
Dang!
Hey, man, I miss them niggas, dog. Like for real, man. Like, I get to A. Dolly's house, get down in the basement, man. I'm hugging these niggas like I ain't seen them in 15 years, dog. Like, for real, man. Like, it was, it, man, you know how we get down, man. It felt good to be in that element again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, we getting drunk and all that shit. So, everybody come over. We go to the Diane house. Everybody come back to Aunt Dolly's house. Dwayne pop up. Then I walk in the kitchen. It's this little dude sitting there, man, like 15, 16 years old. I'm like, damn, man. Yo, this little nigga look like Kevin. It's Kevin's youngest son.
Dang.
Yo, it look just like him, right? So we, you know, say everybody doing all our shit. We telling stories and shit. I invited down there. Yo, 71 years old and spry than a motherfucker, man. Like, it's crazy, right? Yo, like, she's like, somebody asked her something. She's like, why you ain't got no kids? She said, because I got real estate, bitch. I was like,
dang.
Oh. Like, I'm rich. I'm like, okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're telling stories and shit. So we leave, we go to the hotel, we staying at the Harrah's Casino, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we get there, Kim hungry. I'm like, yo, let's go to Gates, right? Well, I walk out the door, Dwayne walking down the hallway. The nigga room right down the hall. He's like, yo, what y'all about to do? I'm like, oh, man, about to go get some Gates. This nigga hold up a bag of Gates.
What the hell?
Yo, like, hell nah, man. So, yo, all right, next day we get up, go to the funeral, go back and change, come back to the house. So, at the funeral, man, it was, you know, it's a funeral, everybody going through it. This dude walk in, man, look like Kevin. It's his oldest son.
Dang.
I And when I say this nigga look just like Kevin, bro. So all the kids come back. So we got all four of Kevin's kids now. They all come back to Aunt Dolly's house. And Chris, actually, his oldest son name is Chris.
Oh, okay.
And he was talking to his sister. He's like, yo, come to the house. When you get here, everybody's going to tell you you look like Kevin. Because that's what they keep telling me. Yo, nigga was the star of the shit, man. Yo, he is just like Kevin, dog. Like, it's weird, dog. He's just like it, man. So the next day, we go down to Ashley's house where Diane's cooking and all that stuff. Then we had Thanksgiving down there, and your boy came over.
Oh, Big Al.
Look, man. Lying the whole time. Right? For the first moment I seen it, the nigga was lying.
He lied.
So then we get to Diane's house. He come over. We downstairs in the basement. And I mean Ashley's house. And he sit next to Kim. Nigga never stopped talking. And look, I made sure she couldn't leave. Like, yo, you gotta take all of that. I've been dealing with that shit my whole life. You gotta deal with that shit for Thanksgiving.
With the creepy smile.
Yo, for real, man. Yo, like, we was watching Dolomite Is My Name.
Yeah.
Couldn't enjoy none of that shit. That nigga wouldn't shut the fuck up. Yeah. Man. But, yo, I got to take my daughters through the veil, man.
What they were saying?
They was like, yo, like, I'm pointing out all the spots that we used to chill and the shit we did. Like, the night we was going to ride by and shoot at them niggas at Roadside Park and shit. Shit, like, she was like, damn, daddy. Like, that's the spot where them niggas was shooting at us, you know what I'm saying?
Heck nah.
Yeah, man. That shit. Yeah, and we all rode on post, man. Like, it's so different now, man. Like, yo, my house is gone.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, that's just crazy, man.
Wait, are you talking about the house where I worked so hard to cut the grass? That house?
Okay, it's that house that worked so hard shit? Nah. Nah, you can take that off of there, yo. Yeah, that house.
Dang. What's there? Like a field, or they built a new house or something?
Yeah, they built like the more updated houses over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Damn. Yo, yeah. Back in the day, wasn't your grandma's house where they used to play the Dolomite CDs?
Yes.
See, I knew it because I was like, I never listened to Dolomite, but when I watched that movie, I was like, man, I heard this somewhere. I think it was in Kansas City.
Yep, we play all that shit.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah. And then the first thing I looked for in the pictures was the gambling table.
Yeah.
I was like, I know they got the gambling table up.
After the funeral, we went back over there. As soon as I get downstairs, they already playing. Like, yo, man, and the game they play, it gets bad, dog. Like, I remember one time somebody threw their check on the table.
Dang.
Like that's how much money be going through there. And it looked like, hey, man, you want to get in? Nigga, y'all not taking my money, dog. It's not happening, yo. And, of course, Jermaine sat down.
Man, Joey McGavin says he was like 13. Yeah.
Look, we stayed in the casino. I had all intentions of going downstairs. Never went. I know Joey went every night. Like, I think even the night he left, he went back up there.
Heck no, that's crazy.
Yeah, man, we had a good time, man. I mean, it's that's how funerals end up, though. You know what I'm saying? That one day, everybody said, but then it go back to we celebrating their life. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And they had a special drink they made called My Dolly that we was all drinking this shit. Yo, found out Terry's kids, Andrea and Danielle, are thinking about starting a podcast.
Nah.
Yeah, straight up, man.
That's like crazy.
Andrea was like, yo, I see you doing it on Facebook and I be listening to it, and I told my sister that the conversations we have, we need to let people listen to that shit. And she's thinking about starting a podcast, man.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
It's crazy how, like, nobody I know, like, from home has a podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, when Mike and them started that podcast, I was hype. Like, oh, yeah. We got another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, a couple people hit me up like, "Yo, man, we trying to start something." I'm like, "Yo, do that shit, bro." But nothing ever came from it.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I want to hear what you, like. I want to hear y'all side of the deal and all that.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, man. So yeah, 15 years, yo, time be flying.
Yeah, man, for real, dog.
I need to give a Vita too about this real estate because she got that Cali real estate.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Man, that's woo. That's real estate.
Yo, man, like, yo, they tore down shit, be like $350,000.
Dang, that's crazy. She been doing that for a long time, though, huh?
Hell yeah.
Dang, so she probably got some joints in there for the low, the beginning.
Yeah, hell yeah. I know she still got the duplex house that she lived in. I know she still got that one. Dang. And I know she got grandmother house in Kansas City, but I don't know what else she got.
And she out here.
Yeah.
Man. All right. I want to talk about that, you know, the pictures you posted from Instagram, like the screenshots when they asked like women, what is the secret you telling about that? What's the secret you holding from your boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bruh. Did you see the male version?
Nah.
Oh, man. Yo, when I seen the woman version, I was depressed. Then when I seen the male version, I just got more depressed, dog.
You just gave up on life, nigga.
I gave up. It ain't no hope out here.
Yo, what was the male one like?
Yo, the male one was like, dude said at the holiday at the holiday gathering for Thanksgiving, I sucked her daddy off. My man said, I got her and her lying sister pregnant last month.
Hold on, man. Hold on. We gotta go back to that person. Hey, cuz, like, yo, who's more wrong? Like, who's more wrong in this situation, man? The daddy or the boyfriend?
Man, he had Thanksgiving and thanks for giving.
That is awful. Ooh. Damn.
My man was like, her and her sister, I shot both their club up.
Damn. That's normal, though. That happens.
He said that happens.
Now he got a son few. You
know? Son few. Yo, they was just so disgusting, bruh.
Yeah, man.
I forgot some of the women ones, man.
The chicks say a lot of the women's ones, they still fucking their ex.
Yeah, that was, oh, man.
But at least somebody never fucked nobody daddy. Damn. God damn. Yo, dudes always take it to the next fucking level, man.
Y'all always. Oh, we got a one up. It was a lot on both sides. They don't know they the side piece.
Yeah. But hey, man, for real, dog. How does that conversation start? How do you come at somebody? How do you come at your girlfriend daddy?
I think it gotta be there's gotta be a certain look.
Like a gay look?
Yeah, they got some kind of codes.
Like, yo, it gotta be something, man, because I don't have it in me to be like, hey, yo, I'm with your daughter at your house. If I ask you this and nigga, it's wrong, you know how bad this is gonna be?
Yeah, that's crazy. I gotta ask my boy though, because he pulled it off.
He pulled off what?
Well, he used to have threesomes with the mama and the daughter.
Okay, that's different.
No, but how does that? It had to be the same kind of, like, to get an initiation.
Oh, no, sometimes your mama just a hoe.
So she probably just walking around the house with skimpy clothes on and stuff.
Yeah, yo, yeah, like, yo,
yeah.
You go over there to chill with her and her mama there, and her mama start doing certain things, and you look at the daughter like, hey, and she like, hey, that's just my mama. Then y'all start dancing together. And her mama start grinding on you, and you turn around like, no, this ain't right. Then she turn you back around to the mama. Well, hey, they with it.
No, oh, okay.
Let's go get it cracking in this bitch.
So with the daddy, it gotta be some kind of code words or something. Cause
yeah, man, it gotta be, yo, like, can somebody please write in and give us these code words so I know not to say them, cause I don't want no misunderstandings.
Because you don't just roll up to the daddy in the kitchen talking about, hey, man, them jeans looking real good on
them. You know what I'm saying? Nigga walk around the house playing in those jeans, but you
I see you in the garage fixing that car. It was sweat dripping all over your body.
Man, you glistening just like that turkey.
Because they got secret, like, bathrooms and secret areas around cities where you just know what is about to go down.
I'm trying to get stuff like that turkey. What's up?
You doing a whole lot of stuffing.
Man, yo, I don't know how that conversation goes, man.
Oh, man, that's quiet. That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Man, the man of the day, he created a dating website where you can, the women can only pick him.
Modern day genius.
Hey, you know what I mean? Like, swipe left or right. Every time you swipe, it's just him with glasses on.
Yo, him with a wig.
Yeah, him with, him with different haircuts.
You know what I'm saying? They got a hat on. Yo, sometimes he just changed the background. You know what I'm saying?
It got him doing different things. One time he's surfing. That's how you shoot the hoops.
Yo, this thing, hey, you remember that Bono's commercial?
Yeah.
I think it's just like that. He's taking pictures in different uniforms.
Yeah. Oh man, yo, people wilding out here.
Yo, that's funny. Which I thought of that shit. Swipe. I swear it's the same dude.
Dog, you gotta get a lot of chicks though.
Yeah. Yo, that's like being the last man on earth, yo, with a world full of women, nigga. You the only option.
Yo, did you ever watch that show?
A couple times.
Man, it was good, but they started adding too many people.
That's a, yo, like, that's what threw me. The last man on earth, and it's 45 people on the show.
I'm like, man. But then again, I was like, yo, how can this show go on any longer?
If it's just one dude, yeah.
Because he was shoot after, I think it was like not even the end of episode one, he was trying to kill himself already.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yo, man, it's the end of the year. Only thing I don't like about the end of the year, gonna do a review of everything. Man, like, for what? We already went through that.
Yeah, I was talking to Fudge last night. He's like, yo, man, y'all gonna do the end of the year wrap up on the show? I was like, I don't think so, man. I feel like, yo, everybody's gonna do that.
Yeah, it's feel like I'm just listening to a rerun.
Yeah.
So, forget that, yo.
Yeah, man.
I seen a basketball court apartment. Have you seen this?
A basketball court apartment?
Yes.
No.
It was one of the best things I ever seen. Now, it was the actual basketball court floor.
Mm-hmm.
Just picture you walk into like the gym on post, but it got bathrooms and a kitchen and a living room, and then the like a half court, like, so by like itself.
So like everything, like the bathroom, the kitchen, all this, everything's like just on the outside of the court.
No, it's actually on the court.
What?
But one half of the court you can play on, like it's open.
Oh, okay.
But like your tables, chairs, everything is actually on the court floor.
Yo, ball is life, son.
Only thing is, if you like get a mean 2-on-2 game going.
Yeah, something getting broke.
And your whole house is going to be funky.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yo.
So how do you get that gym smell out of there? Like,
yo, you got to have some ventilation, man.
Or it's like nobody can, you like, you got to have a rule. Like, you can't go hard in here. Like,
yeah, but you can't do that in basketball.
I know, but it's like, matter of fact, ain't no 1-on-1 games in here. You can only shoot 3 shots. Like,
nigga, all we doing is horse, nigga.
Yeah, like, all you can do is horse. Cause yo, you try to bring a chick over, it's going to stank.
Yeah, man. Hey, nothing smells worse than a nigga that smells like a full court basketball game.
And you know people gonna try to go harder there.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, man, look, no dunk contest, bro. Like, stop. You can't do that, man. Nigga, this is around the world. That's it.
So that's why I'm conflicted, but still, like, I don't know. People's hating on it, mostly women, but I like the idea of it.
Yo, I think it'd be dope for a single dude. You can't have no family on that shit.
Oh, nah.
Cause like right now, man, my kitchen table's fucked up. Cause my daughter learned how to paint.
Ooh.
So she tearing my shit up, man. I think my wife set me up because she been talking about she want a new table.
Ooh. Paint over here, baby.
Yeah, I'm saying so. But yeah, man, you get a child on a basketball court, man, they gonna scratch their name all in that junk, man. Ooh. Like, nah, man.
And then you gotta buff the floors with the buffer machine.
You know what I'm saying? Keep it good. I mean, it gotta look like the Staples Center.
Yeah, gotcha.
all day.
I need the lights. I need the ooh. When I walk in, I had the Bulls intro.
Yo, why is that the best fucking intro, man?
Duh. Have you ever went to a Bulls game?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, man. Like, I thought it wasn't going to be the same without Jordan, but it's the same, man.
Look, that's the best intro because I don't know any other team's intro. That's the only one I know.
Yep. I think, yeah, that's the only one I know, too.
Yeah, see?
Damn. I had season tickets to the Magic, and I still don't know the intro.
Yep.
Yo, that intro is electrifying. The only thing that sucks is when the lights come on and you see it's these whack-ass new Bulls.
Yo, who the fuck is that? Yeah. Y'all think I went to school with that nigga?
At least when I went, they still had D. Rose.
Yeah.
And he hit the game-winning shot in OT, double OT. So, yeah, it was fire. Yeah, man. But, I think that basketball court was in Charlotte.
Right, so that's somebody's crib, yo. Yo, what if the nigga ain't good at basketball?
Oh, that was so, what if he don't even own a basketball?
But you know what I'm saying? Like, what if he's not that guy? He just had an idea and went with it.
Mm. It's amazing, too, because it's huge. Like, it ain't no little. It's huge.
Damn.
I think the rent's like $2,500 a month.
25?
Yeah.
Damn.
Shoot, I got to get some of the rent money. I'm throwing two on twos in here for $10 a person.
Nigga, this is a full-on gym right now. Like, come on in. I got extra towels and everything, cuz I get busy.
Ooh, the weather nasty in Arrowhead. This is what it looked like when I worked there at that time. I still don't know how I worked at Arrowhead Stadium, but.
Yeah, it's 3 hours away, son.
3 hours?
From the Ville?
Yeah, I did. And we didn't have a place to stay. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. I was out there on some old Rambo shit, nigga.
But a bag of weed gave us a place to stay.
Don't it always?
Yep. Payments, a bag of weed. Here you go.
Ah, oh, man, you want to get into your girl, man?
Oh, man, go ahead, man.
Yo. Hey, man, we are not upset with Lizzo because she's fat. That has absolutely nothing to do with it, Doc. It's because she's annoying, man.
Yo, everybody's saying that, but I don't, like, what is she? Only time I heard of Lizzo was her song, then her weight, and what she just did now. But how has she been annoying?
Every time they put a camera in her face, like, you know that one girl that has a personality that's just too big?
Uh-huh.
Like you know what? I wouldn't say she's annoying. She's too extra. She just, like, every time she get on camera, it's just too much. Like, nigga, calm down.
Oh,
Just talk normally. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't got to be that, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then, why nobody told you not to wear that outfit?
Yo, the thing that got me, all right, when I seen all the chatter about it, I seen everybody talking about if it was Rihanna doing it, if it was such and such doing it. But then, like, the only thing I was thinking about was, like, you got your whole ass out on the chair.
Yeah.
Like, people got to sit there.
Yo, I don't care who had it on, how good they look, how good you think they look. Why would you put your raw ass on that fucking seat? Like, that don't make no sense.
Everybody was just skipping over that fact.
Yeah, like you remember, it was one of them, I think it was the MTV Awards, and Lady Gaga had that thong on and sat down in the audience. People on Twitter like, yo, she just gonna put her whole ass in the seat? It don't matter who it is. Why is you putting your raw ass on this seat, yo? And where did you get that big ass thong from? My God.
Yo, and dude called her Rikishi, I lost it.
Yo, that was good. that was good, man. Like, yo, niggas love big girls, man. They can act like they don't, but they got a whole category dedicated to it, like BBWs. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
People love big chicks. It's not that she's fat, yo. It's just this behavior is unnecessary.
And then when did you have to like big girls? Like, they're acting like you're body shaming if you don't like, everybody don't like big girls. Like,
yeah, Nigga, I don't have to.
There's dudes that don't like skinny girls. Like,
yeah.
Why do we have to? All right, you have to like. Yeah, you have to love big people. You have to love gay people. Like, when do you have to just love everything?
Yeah. But here's the thing that they always skip over, right? With us having to love shit, we make fun of shit.
Yeah.
Right? So no matter who you are, if them naked pictures come out, nigga, we gonna joke about it, right?
Yep.
But because she's a big girl, oh, y'all just doing that because she fat. No, nigga, we do this to everybody. Everybody gets these jokes. It's mm-hmm. not because she fat. You want to be naked? Getting these jokes come along with it.
Just like the girl twerking with no booty. Everybody make fun of her.
Yeah.
So let me guess, if she big, you can't make you body shaming.
Yo, man, look, man. That dress cut up t-shirt that Lizzo had on is ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
And she has the ass built for pants with a permanent crease in it, yo. She got a flat girl booty. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She got the flat girl. She got the tuba player in the band booty, dog. Like, yo, that needs to be covered up.
He said a tuba player. Yeah, it's getting weird, man. And since when do we have to like obesity?
Yo, I don't. Yo,
like, health, like, health is nowhere. Like, you're not allowed to talk about health anymore.
Yeah.
Or like, you're fat shaming.
Yeah, yo, you're fat. Yo, like, everybody's a victim now.
Everybody.
Yo, like, it don't make no sense, man.
So when you put that GoFundMe up because you got to get your leg amputated and you need to purchase an amputee leg.
Yeah, I'm not dedicating to that.
Because diabetes.
Diabetes.
So who gets shamed then? Us, because we're not donating?
Yeah, then it's back on us. And if you say something about it, then you're victim blaming.
This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, man. Yo, and yo, y'all can stop with that. Well, when Prince did it, nobody said nothing. Nigga, yes, we did. That shit was so bad that we still talk about it to this day.
That's the only joke. That's the only joke I got about Prince.
Yeah. Nigga wants my ass out, jeez, man. Like, yo, we still talk about that.
Yo, y'all making it. Yo, it's little kids out here being told, girl, eat them 6 cupcakes. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
Live your life. Be proud of yourself.
Just have a overbearing personality and it'll be okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, play the flute real good and you'll be fine.
So it's like, which side is it? Is it these doctors are scamming us, or is we just not taking care of ourselves?
We're not taking care of ourselves.
Cause it's like, it's both, but it's both sides. Like, it depends on the topic.
Yeah.
Like, the shit on the doctors, but then over here, tell the kids, live your life and eat that. Love yourself.
Yeah, you don't have.
Yo. I'm lost, man.
Yo, we can't win. We can't win, man.
You know how confused these kids gotta be these days?
Yo, listen to the music. We can tell.
Oh my God. That's why they're so depressed and killing themselves.
Yeah, all them drugs, nigga. For real.
Jesus Christ, man.
Just need that because they ain't got no direction.
No direction at all. Because I heard a grown man on the radio talking about, there was a dude on here. There was a dude on there. No, a lady called in. She was like, I never drank. I never smoked. And a dude just shamed her like, what? You're not living your life. You're not living a... You don't even know what life is. You don't take chances. So because I don't do that, I'm not living a life.
How, Sway?
I'm not living a fulfilled life. Like, there's nothing else in life that fill you. But then 2 weeks later, when the little Juice WRLD dude kills himself from pills.
Yeah, man, we got to stop this, man. It's a nigga. Yeah, you like, was just promoting the fuck out of it.
Like, which one is
it? You was just okay. Okay, maybe they're saying we have to do these things in moderation. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, yo. I don't know, man. Like, this shit is crazy.
Yo, it's like whatever the hot topic is and the hot side, that's the side I want to be on.
Yo, like, it's people out here, man, that just want to complain about shit.
Yep.
They want to have something to talk about. They want to defend somebody, dog. It just happens, man. That Peloton commercial about the bike, right? Dog, you disrespected that woman by buying her a bike for Christmas, an exercise bike. You're saying that she needs to lose weight. Did you see how happy that bitch was to get that fucking bike?
Duh, that's why I was so lost.
Nigga, so a husband gets his wife what she wants, and it's a fucking problem.
Duh, she was in tears from the joy of riding this bike.
Hell yeah.
How did they get any other...
I don't know, bro. Like, I don't know, man. I didn't understand it, right? And then I find out, like, motherfuckers are saying, man, like, yo, man, she had that bike for a year. She's still 115 pounds. See? That's what's wrong with you motherfuckers right there, man. Everybody want to get fucking fat and get in shape instead of fucking staying in shape.
Yeah.
That's what they don't understand, man.
So what was she? Was she supposed to get? I don't understand. Was she supposed to get skinnier?
Yeah, she's supposed to be anorexic now. Cause she got a $5,000 bike in the house.
Yo, people don't even understand the concept of healthy.
Yo, not at all, man.
Then I seen people saying, you can be 300 pounds and healthy, nigga.
Bitch,
where?
Bitch, where?
So, but, you know, my heart is beating double time. I'm 300 pounds, right?
Yo. Yo, the only way you 300 pounds are healthy, nigga, is you 7'11".
He said 7'11".
Nigga, you got to be 8'5" to be 300 pounds and healthy, nigga.
Hey, you remember Thick was a volleyball body?
Yes.
And now Thick is Lizzo.
Yeah, yo, like, there's a difference, man. There is really a difference, yo. Like, matter of fact, when we went to that comedy shit, right?
Uh-huh.
When this female comedian, white chick, walked on the stage, I was like, damn, she thick. That was her whole set, was moving from Massachusetts to Atlanta and everybody calling her thick, right?
Yeah.
But then she said, I see a lot of bigger women saying that they thick. So she's like, I don't know what the criteria is anymore. Yo, that white girl was thick. But then you have these futons walking around talking about that.
She said futons?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised she ain't canceled. They must don't know her yet.
Oh, no, this is an open mic night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They probably chase her to the car.
Hell yeah, nigga. Nah. Hey, yo, it's funny you say that because she had on running clothes. Like she done been chased out some shit before.
Yo, it's like, yo, it's just nuts. Like, you're not allowed to. Actually, the stuff that science says works,
yeah,
you're not allowed to talk about that anymore. It's just like,
look, man.
It's just like with, all right, go ahead.
Nah, you got it.
It's just like with, like when you talk about finances and stuff like that. I seen a lady, all she said was, yo, if you want to change your life, cut back on this, cut back on that. People took it to the extreme. Like, what? I'm just supposed to sit in the house and not do nothing. Just sit in there and eat just lettuce.
Yeah.
Dog. But in reality, what you're actually doing is blowing all your money every weekend. And then you're back in the hole. You hear the people all the time at work. Dang, I got 6 more days before I get paid again. And as soon as they get paid, they want to turn up or they ordering food out. It's like,
yeah.
Why can't you take the advice? If you don't want to do it, cool, move on. But always, the people, they're trying to fight back.
Yeah, we got to complain about it.
Why can't we do both? All right, if you could both, the wealthy wouldn't be 1%. So obviously, it's not working trying to do both.
But the truth is, niggas is not doing both.
They just like to complain, like you said.
Yeah, niggas they like to complain about shit. And if they got $300... they gonna buy something for $250 and save $50. Nah, my nigga, that's hustling backwards. You ain't never gonna save no money like that. Why you just can't save the $250? You know what I'm saying? But no, we gotta shine for other people. Cause nigga, you're not really buying that shit for yourself.
Nah, you're not at all.
Cause if niggas was buying shit for themselves, we'd still see niggas walking around in red monkey jeans.
Yep.
But they don't do that. Motherfuckers put on eyes like, man, if you out here still wearing True Religion, nigga, you whack. Nigga, True Religion costs like $180 a wop. Nigga, I'm wearing these motherfuckers till they disintegrate, my nigga.
Hell fuck yeah.
That. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you tripping on that, man.
That's why I used to like when I had a homeboy in Orlando. He would dress like we did in the 90s. And every time he came around, people would be clowning. But I was like, I respected it. Because he didn't change no matter how many times they clowned him, no matter how skinny they jeans got. He wore the same stuff we wore in the 90s.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, see, that's how you, man, don't, who cares what people think? Like, dude, talking about, oh, we don't wear jean shorts anymore. Man, I went and bought 3 more pair of jean shorts.
You fucking right, nigga. I still rock that shit. Like, who the fuck are you to tell me I can't wear no jean shorts, nigga?
Like, what kind of life is that where you have to go off the trends?
Yo, that is actual life. That is what people do, man. And then you wrong for not doing it.
Yeah, like you the crazy one.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on, son. Come on, man. Like, yo, I'm good with who I am.
Yeah.
I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't dictate shit to me, man. I care absolutely nothing about how you feel.
It's crazy. And then another thing. All right, people. I want y'all to understand something. Everything is not about you.
How like, dare you say that?
Like if I post something, say, hey, man, do this instead of that, and you don't want to do it, cool. Like, it's not for you. It's for the people who's lost and don't know another way. Like, people hit me in my inbox all the time like, yo, I ain't even know you could do that. I had a dude hit me up and say, yo, I made a lot of money off something you posted because I listened to it. Yo, if you don't want to follow that advice, cool, because we need you too. Like I was telling BTG on the last episode, we need the people to go to the club and pop bottles every weekend. Because if you don't pop bottles, my Hennessy stock doesn't rise.
You know what I'm saying?
So,
go up, nigga.
Yeah. So these messages are for the people who stuck in the middle and lost and want a different way. If you don't want another way, cool. I need you to buy every Jordan release so my Nike stock rises.
Yo, but you don't have to do this.
Yeah, like without you, I'm hustling backwards now because I'm pouring money into a stock that's dropping.
You know what I'm saying? I need you, dog. Yeah. Real, dog. Don't listen to me.
Like everybody can't be an entrepreneur, or when I go to McDonald's, there's nobody to make my sandwich.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
I need them dropouts, man.
Yeah, we need everybody.
Get them niggas more money, man. Raise that minimum wage, cuz. Get them niggas more money, man.
Dog, that's...
I need these stocks to go up.
Dog, that's the thing. I don't understand why people are mad at fast food workers getting more money, because if that keeps them there, now you have somewhere to go when you don't want to cook.
Yeah.
Like, it's a cycle. We need everybody.
It's going to pump more money back into the system.
Yes.
You know, look, man, this is how fucked up the system is, right? So, Trump just did something where they're cutting the welfare shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, by these cuts is going to make $5 billion over 5 years.
Mm.
Didn't Jeff Bezos just get out of paying like $98 billion in taxes?
Oh, yeah.
So, $5 billion over 5 years, $98 billion at one time.
Mm.
Which one's more? Because I'm confused. You know what I'm saying? Why do you keep taxing or keep fucking with the lower income people and giving these rich motherfuckers the breaks?
I agree with that, though.
Why?
Because check it out. Now, Jeff Bezos, he's the Amazon dude, right?
Yeah.
Jeff Bezos created millions of taxpayers.
Yes.
So actually the money he saved, he actually gave through the employment of millions of people. Because without Amazon, look at all these people that's not working, that's not paying taxes.
Yeah.
So I feel like when these CEOs and stuff get breaks, it's because they, all right, you let me save this much in taxes, and I'll give you millions of people paying taxes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
So I like Trump, like when he avoided, he won't show his tax returns, he avoided paying all these taxes. But he has like how many hotels and stuff with employees that's paying taxes?
Yeah.
So I don't know. When I seen it like that, I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, that do make sense.
We don't have to pay all the taxes we paying either. We could do the same thing they doing. We just not doing it.
Oh shit!
Like me and you right now, we could start an LLC for this podcast and write off our equipment and write off all this stuff to lower our taxes because we are paying money. This is a business.
Yeah,
we just got to put the paperwork in.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, and we could write off all this. You could write off your internet. you could put a sticker, a promo sticker on your car and write off stuff for promotions. Like, we could do all that.
Damn.
Yeah.
Shit, that's what's up.
That's another thing we got to get done.
That's what's up. Need to get on that.
Like, the room you recorded in right now is your office.
Yeah.
You could write that off.
Shit. Yeah, that's what's up, nigga.
Yeah, we got to do that 2020.
Yeah. Yo, speaking of money, there was a art display. I mean, not display, art exhibit.
Yep.
That somebody paid $120,000 for.
Mm.
It was a banana with a piece of duct tape stuck to the wall.
Is that C-Ray art?
My nigga.
$120,000. Dang.
For a banana stuck to the wall with some duct tape.
Yo.
And then somebody came by and took it down and ate it. But look, yo, I'm like, yo, my nigga, you can do that at home. You don't need to pay for this one.
Yeah.
You can get some duct tape and banana and throw it up on your wall, say.
Dang, the hype around it created $120,000, dog.
That's crazy.
Yo, in America, if you just hype something enough.
Look, man, C-Ray Art, man. Shout out to C-Ray Art, man. That nigga's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yo, somebody should be paying $120,000 for his art, man.
Yep.
Banana on a fucking wall.
Banana on a wall.
Nigga, that's 57 cents at the grocery store, dog. Like, what? Come on, man. This shit makes no sense.
And it's going to get too old to do anything with.
Yo, it's going to. Yo, that shit is eventually going to die. Like, yo, it's going from banana to sliding out the tape because it's so rotten.
Yo, you remember Banksy when he sold a painting? I think it was like
on the street for like $60.
Oh no, this one was in the art gallery.
Oh, okay.
He had a painting in this huge frame, and I don't remember the numbers, but I'm gonna just make up numbers to put it in perspective. The painting was going for like $500,000 because it was a Banksy. Soon as the auctioneer sold. The painting starts shredding itself.
Oh.
And they stopped it when it got halfway shredded. They was able to stop it. So since it got shredded halfway and it's hanging out the thing, it went from $500,000 to $1 million.
Wow.
It actually went up.
That makes no... The shit is destroyed and you want to pay more for it.
Yeah.
This is fucking ridiculous, man.
Yo, publicity, dog. Everything is drove off publicity and promotion.
That is fucking ridiculous, yo.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah. God damn it.
So this,
I hate these niggas, man.
Yo, did you hear about the impeachment? Like, since Trump is going through all this, if he don't get impeached, he can, like, sign up for another 2 years or something like that?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that's like a law. Like, if he makes through this, he can possibly be president for 2 more terms.
Does he have to get elected, or is just they just automatically give it to him?
Yeah, I think he still got to get elected.
Oh, okay. So it's just a regular election. If you don't get impeached, then okay, you still the president.
Yeah, and then he can actually win again, so he can stand longer than. Yo, yeah. To me, that'd be hilarious.
Hell yeah. All this shit y'all going through, and you still make it? Come on, man. To let you know that this shit ain't real. Shit ain't real. No matter what you do, man, they're gonna do it. It don't matter.
That you see the video of dude saying if they get Trump out of office, yo, it's gonna be some consequences to pay. Like, he loaded up his guns. Yeah, he said they loading up the guns and they coming for you.
Yo, man, niggas is wilding out here, son.
They are like, wilding.
There was just a shooting in Cumberland Mall in Atlanta. Down here at the good Walmart. It was a dude threatening to stab people in the store.
What?
Yeah, man. That shit came over my phone. It was like, at first it was like it was an active shooter at the Walmart. I was like, oh shit. But then I read the story later on. It was like, yo, the dude was just hollering and threatening to stab people.
I wonder how many people went up there to get that smoke.
Yo, look, man. I see a lot of people walking around with guns out here.
Mm-hmm.
why they weren't at Walmart that day.
I think I would have went up there
to get some Debbins,
to get that smoke. Like, that's a free kill,
nigga. Yo, it really is. Hey, yo, we got an active stabber.
Yeah. Everybody just load up their guns and go up there.
You know what I'm saying? Shot this nigga in the parking lot.
I wish somebody would walk on me with a knife in his hand.
This nigga came to a gunfight with a knife. Nigga, is you playing, son?
And where all the dudes is always scary, like, they're killing you for your music being loud or walking through a neighborhood.
But you ain't killing the stabber.
Yeah, why they ain't never around?
Where you at?
They comfortable. Hell, they comfortable with the stabber, I guess.
You know, because he was white.
Yo, your boy George Zimmerman out here bad.
Yo, my nigga. How do you do that?
Sued the Trayvon Martin family for, was it million or 100 million?
100 million.
Suing them for 100 million for what? False information or something?
I think defamation or some shit like that.
Dog, this guy is still walking around.
Yo, like, if this ain't the crossing the T to kill this nigga, I don't know what is, man. Like, yo, you the dude gotta go, man. Like, you killed their son, man. You have the audacity to fucking sue them for talking about it. Cause like even if they didn't convict you of it, you still did it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you still did it, man. Like, yo, you gotta take that.
This dude auctioned off the gun he used to kill him.
You out here signing Skittles bags, my nigga.
Signing Skittles bags. Talked about Jay-Z.
Come on, man.
Had a shootout driving down the street. The other dude got 8 years. You still out here.
Yo, nigga, beat your girlfriend up.
Yo, what kind of... Is this dude like Jesus? Like, I don't understand.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what do you have to do, bro? Like, yo, what do you have to do? Because niggas have done a lot less and got a lot more time, man.
Yeah. Like, dude, the cops run up on him, and it's like he put some kind of trance on him. Like, no, oh, don't arrest me.
You will not arrest me today.
Walk away.
Hell no.
It's getting weird out here.
Yeah, man. Yo, speaking of suing, did you see the family is suing the cruise ship because the grandfather dropped the baby out the window?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're suing that cruise ship company because it wasn't safe. The window wasn't safety proof. Nigga, the window was open.
Ooh.
like here's the thing. Why is you hanging this baby out the window?
Yeah, that's weird.
And even if you couldn't see the window was open, why are you putting the baby on the window? That cancels all suing ability, dog. You put the baby on a fucking window. That thought alone is like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you?
This nigga was hanging a baby out the window and dropped the baby.
Yeah. Like, yo, how you gonna sue him? Don't sue a cruise ship.
They know he ain't got no money.
Nigga, Pop out here tripping, nigga.
Pop. Dude, can you imagine where the baby at?
Huh?
What?
I said on the window. What?
She was she was just sitting over there. Dog, Pop going over too, dog.
Yeah, man, Pop, yo, you going after that baby, cuz, like, fuck that.
Go get her. Just throw him out there.
Yo, you could take care of her now. You gonna take care of her in the afterlife, nigga.
Dog, that's nuts.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Yo, I understand you want to blame somebody, cuz, but nah, man, that's Pop.
Antonio Brown, no white woman in 2020. What's wrong with your boy, man?
Yo, man, I don't know, dog.
Oh. Now, dog, how good he is. He's never getting back in the league.
Yeah, nah, he's done. Yo, all right, check this out. Where did he say that at?
Twitter.
Oh, I was hoping it was an interview.
It was Instagram.
Either way. It's on social media. Why did you do that? Did he give an explanation?
Well, the reason why he did it was because the mother of his children or his child, I guess she was plotting against to get his money the whole time because he found text messages.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, the dude was even in the text message like, yo, get me like 25 G's too.
Wow.
So she was like getting his money, then trying to make an exit to be with the other dude.
That's dope.
He said that's dope.
That's dope.
So he put the text messages up, and the lady, the baby mama responded, and she was like, "Yo, you better chill out. I got pictures that were in your life."
Well, then this is understandable.
I mean, it is, but Antonio Brown, man.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say it though.
Like
that is an internal thing. Like, all right, man, no more white bitches for me.
You know, yeah.
You ain't gonna tell everybody.
Like 50 Cent could post that on social media.
Yeah.
But when you fighting to get back in the league, and oh man,
yeah,
he's done.
It's just a bad look, man. it's just a bad look.
That got me on the subject when I wrote on Facebook. Y'all follow everybody because, dog, she got hella followers just for being this dude's baby mama.
Baby mama, yeah.
Dog, she ain't even got that many pictures up, and nothing is extravagant. Nothing. It's just a white woman in 2020.
Yeah. All right, check this out. There is a lot of women, a lot of famous women, because they mess with a famous dude, right?
Uh-huh.
How many dudes got famous off of messing with chick?
Dang, Kevin Federline didn't get famous.
At all.
Dang.
That shit don't translate the other way. It only worked for women, man.
I think it'll work for me, because I'll make it interesting.
But you're already interesting, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of these niggas just lucked up and got some pussy. You know what I'm saying? I was around her enough and kept bugging her that she finally gave it to me.
Yeah, you remember the episode with Dave Chappelle's or Oprah?
Yeah.
That would be my whole Instagram.
Oh. Stay away from Oprah.
Yeah, man, because it got weird to me because, yo, Bronny was here, what, 2 weeks ago? All right, Bronny is in high school, man.
Yeah, I just seen a nigga on TV.
Dog, they couldn't have the game at the high school because so many people was trying to go. They had it at the damn Dallas Mavericks Stadium.
Nigga, for what?
It was a billion grown men that were trying to watch Bronny play.
For what?
Like, dog, this is a high. Y'all don't go to no other high school game. This is
you don't go to your son's high school game. You
y'all packed the Dallas Mavericks Stadium to watch this man sperm play basketball.
Why?
It's getting weird out here, man.
For what, nigga? Niggas, famous people's dogs have Instagrams, son.
With and a lot millions of followers. Cause. They wives, they kids. That's another thing. Why are you following this man's kid?
Yo, like, I don't even like niggas' pictures of their wife that they post. Like, nigga, that's weird to me.
We never talked about that.
What's that?
When people like BTG post up like his wife's bikini. Like, are you allowed to like that?
No. No. The only way you like that, nigga, is you on some sneak shit. Like, nigga, I'm going to disrespect this nigga a little bit and like his wife shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the way I look at it, man.
Yeah, like, it's awkward. Like, I'm like, I can't like this.
Yeah, like, I feel weird doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I tell you, like, hey, that's the picture of your wife, but I'm not going to like it on social media, man. It just make me feel funny.
Yeah, I'm like, yo. And then I be judging because I look who liked it. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, oh.
Got to watch him.
That nigga is wrong.
But then on the other hand, it's like, if you don't like it, like,
why you ain't like my picture?
Yeah, why you ain't like, oh, you ain't like, oh, so you hating on my wife now?
Yo, or you ain't liking it because you want to be with my wife. Like, god damn, man, I just can't win.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm with you. I just scroll by those.
Yep, you don't want out of here with that.
And I only like your kids' pictures if I think they're a cool kid. So if I, like, Baylor got cool kids, so I like his kids pictures. But if anybody out there, if your kids ain't got no likes, well, it could be. I don't know him either. Like, if I know him, you still don't get a like.
I don't know that.
Yeah, although he could be annoying.
that nigga might be an asshole. Oh man, yo, yesterday, man, I seen a cockeyed baby.
Oh man, stop it.
Yo, like, no. I've seen cross-eyed kids. I've seen cross-eyed adults. I've never seen a cross-eyed baby.
Mm.
And it fucked me up a little bit.
Did it have baby glasses?
Nah, they was raw.
Can't you correct it if you put baby glasses on them?
I think so. Maybe they was giving the glasses a break that day. But but like, yo, this was a little bitty baby, dog. Like, maybe like 2-3 months old.
Oh, okay.
Eyes cocked like a pistol, my nigga. I was like, God damn.
This fool. You can. They got surgery now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, you ever seen somebody that the way they eat is very obtrusive, if that is a word?
Like, what you mean? Like, annoying?
Yeah, like, it's just, man, it's real hard to watch.
Yeah.
I got a homeboy like that, right? Like, I've seen this nigga get busy. Like, I mean, motherfucker, grab a chicken thigh, eat it like an apple. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Yo, like, nothing. I thought watching him eat was bad. It doesn't compare to hearing the nigga eat without seeing it. Like, I was sitting in the back seat. He was up front getting busy. And just the sounds was like, God damn, cuz. So the other day, man, I'm at this nigga house. And I seen this nigga do what I'm gonna call the fattest shit I've ever seen. Right?
Yeah.
This nigga had a piece of pizza and put some mayo chip on it.
Oh, that's normal for me.
Mayo chip?
You wanna know what I put on my pizza?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise, honey, barbecue sauce.
On pizza?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Dog. Sprinkle some honey on your pizza, dog. Change your life.
What kind of pizza?
Any kind.
Nigga, no. Hell no. This nigga say he put mayonnaise, ketchup, barbecue sauce, honey, sprinkles, macaroni noodles. Nigga, what?
I don't think you ever ate around me. Yeah, I changed the game, dog.
What the fuck?
Now, I don't do it every time, but like sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I make a concoction.
Yo, man, yo, matter of fact, yo, we was at the game. The chick in front of me was dipping her pizza in ketchup. I'm like, this nasty bitch.
You didn't put ketchup on your pizza at school lunches?
It would always get in there a little bit because of ketchup for the fries.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good, though.
No, I don't remember that taste.
Yeah, man, that's normal for me, man.
Oh, man, this nigga didn't fuck my whole story up. I mean, I thought this nigga was disgusting. Kind of find out, nigga, this nigga's normal.
I know you put honey on chicken.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about on cornbread?
Yes.
Ooh, with that butter, you melt it. Ooh.
Yo, like the Church's Chicken honey biscuits?
Yeah. Oh,
nigga, them shit's fire, dog.
Fire. I'm talking about fire. I don't even remember what they taste like.
Yeah, I know. Hey, man, I got a public service announcement, man.
Uh-oh.
Having a house with your washer and dryer upstairs is a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
Dog, we were replacing this dude with washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. I walk in his house. Above the fireplace, the entire ceiling is missing.
God dang.
I was like, yo, what's up? What happened? Like, yo, the washer exploded.
Ooh.
So water ran everywhere, right? So it started coming down through the ceiling fan. Nigga, the ceiling fan was on.
Ooh.
So it splashed water all through the, man, he's like, yo, it fucked the microwave, the TV, the laptop, the Xbox.
Dang.
Yo, they had to replace all the carpet.
Wow.
Yeah, that shit is very convenient to have your washer and dryer upstairs. It's not a good idea, bro.
Yo, y'all cut it out, man.
Yo, when you go to buy a house or go to build a house, make sure that shit is downstairs, man. If not, you're going to go through some shit eventually.
Dang. I know a few people with it upstairs, too.
Yep.
Dang. Your boy Andrew Yang wilding in these streets for respect.
Who is Andrew Yang?
It's the presidential candidate dude who's trying to give everybody $1,000 a month.
Okay.
Yo, Andrew Yang was out here at a campaign rally spraying whipped cream in his supporters' mouth.
Oh, man. Andrew Yang for 2020, dog. This nigga giving out money and he like to party, nigga.
Yo, his campaign manager was looking at him like, what in the hell are you doing?
Hey, man. At least he ain't out here grabbing pussies.
Yo, he had to pull him away. He let the first one slide, but he started shaking for more supporters. Yo, he had to pull him away.
Yo, nigga, these bitches with it, nigga.
Yo, I'm with you, Andrew Yang for 2020, man.
Yo, Andrew Yang seem like that dude, cuz. I might fuck around and vote, nigga.
Hey, that's what I said. Yo, Waymo, they got self-driving cars already giving people Uber rides. Like, they doing it now.
Where?
It's in the West Coast right now.
Oh, where?
Yeah, I remember Waymo when I worked for that self-driving car place. They was one of the competitors. Looked like they taking off.
Yo, like, man, this shit is plausible, man, because my car, the Volkswagen, bruh, if I turn on everything and turn on the cruise control, I'm barely doing nothing.
Damn.
Like, it's the lane assist keeps it in the middle of the road. If a car get in front of me, it starts slowing down. Like, yo, it does a lot of shit, man. Like, I don't have to do much.
Dang. And check it out. The Uber rides are cheaper because they ain't got to pay a driver.
Oh, they damn taking niggas' jobs.
Yeah, they take it over.
Taking niggas' jobs. Ah, damn, dog.
Yo, it's going to get, yo, I'm telling everybody to get tech because it's going to get spooky out here.
Yeah, man, you got to get a degree at fixing these motherfucking things in your jobs.
Heck yeah. Shoot, I might even learn how to start. I might start fixing some robots around this thing.
Fix some robots around this bitch.
Nick Cannon in the Black Squad versus Eminem.
Some more moist beef, nigga.
Moist beef. Yo, Eminem has only beef with Nick Cannon, Mariah Carey, Elton John.
Nigga, just say nobody. Nobody of any competitive nature, dog.
The only person with competitive nature was Ja Rule, but he had the entire G-Unit taken up for him.
Nigga, that wasn't even his beef. That was 50 Cent shit. He just hopped on it. Like, yo, Marshall has washed nobody.
Nobody.
But y'all keep throwing this nigga up here like he's the greatest of all time. And like, oh man, stop that. Stop that, man.
I don't know why you Negroes always need a savior.
I don't get it, man.
Dude, like, anytime somebody put up something, they'll run into his rescue like Power Rangers.
Yo, man, and yo, y'all realize this shit is a joke, right? Like, this shit ain't real, man, because Eminem is participating in it. Him and Nick Cannon going back and forth on Twitter telling jokes, man, and y'all niggas out here excited as shit defending Eminem. Like, nigga, he don't know you.
Now, the best rap, the rest verse from Eminem in about 30 years was on that that new Fat Joe album.
And that's where all this stemmed from.
Well, they said it stemmed from Nick Cannon talked about him in an interview with, I think, a Vlad TV or something interview. And he was talking about, like, he'll punch him in the face for talking about his family, Mariah, or something.
Nigga, he's supposed to. That's his wife.
So, M responded in that, that verse. I ain't gonna lie, that verse went hard. I'm like, okay, so he can't rap.
I ain't heard it.
Yeah, he went off on that verse. But other than that.
But, okay, gonna be in rotation?
No.
Like any other Eminem song, nigga, fuck no.
Like, Nick Cannon Gigolo is in more rotation than any Eminem song.
Yo, Gigolo and that song about his mom.
Which one was that?
I forget. It's a song with Nick Cannon and Anthony Hamilton.
Oh, I ain't heard that one.
We're talking about his mom. His mom almost had an abortion with him and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nigga, I put on Facebook, man, I got the same amount of Nick Cannon songs as I do Eminem songs in my playlist. Zero.
You ain't got Gigolo?
No, I got Gigolo.
Gigolo go hard, though.
Oh, yeah, I still like it. I just never looked it up. And yo, title be bullshit sometimes, man. Like, I can't understand why I can't get Killer Mike first album.
I ain't never heard a Killer Mike album.
Really? Nigga, Killer Mike is dope.
Is he better than Bone Crusher?
Hell yeah.
Yo, you know whose album about to be crazy? I just feel it. Royce da 5'9".
Yeah, I think so. Hey, man, I was listening to the Young Black and Baller podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Greg.
Hey, Greggy.
Yeah, that dude. They, and Q. They played some songs from the Game's new album. Hey, man. I don't know, bro. That shit sounded kind of dope.
That's what I was trying to do with the Game album. Classic Casket, but can't get the audio right.
Oh shit, yo man, that shit sound good. The calls I heard, that shit was all right. And nigga, I hate the Game.
I hate that nigga, man. That song with Nip, though, that shit is fire.
Yeah, the game got, yo, the game got classics. He's just an idiot in real life.
Yeah, yeah.
And that album cover, I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
What's the album cover?
It's a bunch of pregnant women in a studio with blunts and 40s.
Oh, well, it's the end of the game. I'm glad it's your last album, nigga. They about to cancel your fan.
And the title of the album is Born to Rap. And he thought it was, yo, that's why I hate fans, dog. That's why I'm not a fan of anybody or anything. Except revolutionaries. These fools is in the comments like, oh, he's such a genius. Who else could produce a cover with this much thought?
Any fucking moron, nigga.
Dog, they were acting like this was the easiest cover they ever seen in their life.
Yo, man, because they like the nigga, that's it.
Yeah, people are weird.
Yeah, all the way around.
Oh, we gotta talk about Miami, dog.
What happened to Miami?
Nigga, the cops had a shootout in the middle of the highway.
Oh, with the UPS truck?
Yeah.
Yo.
Using their family as shields.
Nigga, they killed the guy, the hostage, and a bystander, nigga. Yo.
Dog, what's wrong with these dudes?
How is this okay? Nigga, he's in a UPS truck with a tracking device on it. It can't go fast, and the helicopter's already in the air.
Yeah.
Y'all could let a nigga drive. Y'all did not have to blaze the truck on the highway around civilians, dog.
And use their cars as body shields.
Yo, like everybody, the entire force needs to be fired, nigga. I don't even care if you wasn't there, because you ain't telling these niggas not to do shit. Everybody needs to be fired.
Dog, can you imagine you in your truck with your family and cops just shooting, jumping behind your joint?
Yo,
with bullets flying.
A cop jump on your fucking hood and start banging out with a nigga, man. Like, yo, come on, son.
And UPS, UPS thanked them.
For what?
For getting the assailant off these streets.
Man, are you out your fucking mind?
So they just murked your employee. He just started that job. Just had a baby. Y'all murked dude, and y'all congratulating the cops for a job well done.
For doing some dumb shit.
If that don't show you how much your job don't give a damn about you, I don't understand. Yo,
for real. Nigga, that is straight up. Yo, they don't give a fuck about you, man.
Hey, Cindy, could you get those applications back out?
Yo, hey, well, look like a job just opened up.
Yep. Yo. Candidate number two, call him, please.
That's fucked up, man.
Yo, that was nuts, man. When I seen that video, man, they were just straight bucking and jumping behind people's cars.
Yeah.
And they couldn't roll off because traffic.
Yeah, like, nigga, yeah, they shooting. We stuck right here. And so they're stuck in traffic. UPS truck couldn't go nowhere. Y'all still shoot the motherfucker up.
Crazy.
Come on, dog. Did you see the resource officer at the school slam the little kid?
Nah.
Yo, North Carolina. Him and the kid, like this is like, I want to say, man, like 8-9 years old, walking down the hall. Cop just reaches over, slams over against the wall, slams it to the ground, picks him up again, slams him, and then drags him out of the view of the camera.
Dang.
And I'm talking about violently, dog. The sheriff was like, it's under investigation. We all got kids and grandkids. There's no investigation, my nigga. This is on camera.
Right.
And then this the shit that threw me. He said the officer offered no explanation. What the fuck do you mean he offers no explanation? Nigga, why did you do this? This is you assaulted a child, my nigga. You're not going on this administrative leave until we figure this shit the fuck out.
Somebody did this.
That's crazy, man.
Oh, I send you that video, man. He did that little kid dirty as shit.
What is the cops training now?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, between that Miami shit and this North Carolina shit, yo, these niggas is just getting Cracker Jack boxes and getting badges out of them. Huh?
This is just getting, yo, I don't know, man. We're going to have to bring back the Black Panther or something.
Something, man. Like, yo, niggas got to start shooting at people.
Because these dudes just out here doing anything.
Whatever the fuck they want, man.
They were shooting up. I still, oh, And for the record, that Nick Cannon, the diss tracks he put out in the videos was super trash.
I like the second one.
Oh, I didn't see the second
one. The second one was a little better. But the first one, yeah, that wasn't too good.
Super trash. McDonald's competing with Popeye to take the new chicken sandwich.
Hey, man, McDonald's, just do what McDonald's do, man. Don't try to get into the chicken sandwich thing.
They throw a pickle on that thing and everything. Put it in a bag.
But look, McDonald's always going to win because their chicken sandwich is a dollar. No matter how it tastes, it's still a dollar.
No, but this is a new one, new and improved.
Man, it's McDonald's, nigga. It's all taste the same.
Dog, with the new batter, with the pickle.
Yo, and Popeye's getting sloppy, nigga.
Oh, why? What'd they do?
Yo, wifey went and got one of them sandwiches, man. It was 3 chicken tenders.
What?
Yeah, nigga.
She took it back?
Nah, I ate that shit.
Dang, has she ever tasted the chicken one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
That was just out the blue driving by. She's like, yo, I want one of them chicken sandwiches. So I went over there and got that shit, and then nigga did a dirty.
So was y'all already home or driving home?
Yeah. Oh. Nah, I was already home by the time she opened it.
Boy, I would have, I don't know, man. I probably would have ate it too, but I'd have been heated.
Yeah, she was mad, but we wasn't driving 30 minutes back to the bitch.
Damn. You know what
I'm saying? Like, yeah, it wasn't about to happen.
Now I got to steal a sandwich next time I'm there.
You know what I'm saying? Now I got to roll by and throw some bricks at fucking Popeyes.
Yeah, man. Yo, Ray J is hilarious.
What did you do?
he was on a show, and he had his gadgets. Like, he had his Raycon earbuds.
Yeah.
Which I never heard anything bad about, so I might have to cop those.
Okay.
Because I went through a whole thread of like 3,000 comments, and there were people showing them off. I ain't hear one bad thing about them.
Word.
Everywhere I look online, there's no slander of these Ray J earbuds. So, he had the earbuds. He had you seen the glasses he got, the flip fronts?
Yeah, the Transformer glasses.
Yeah, those. And the dude was like, so, these are your glasses? He was like, they're indestructible. Dude said, I could break these glasses, Ray J. He was like, no, you can't. Those glasses are indestructible. You cannot break those glasses. Go ahead and try. Step on them. He threw them on the ground. He said, step on them. Dude was like, I'm not stepping on your glasses. He said, step on them. He was like, but I could break them. He's like, if you could break them, break them. They're indestructible. Dude picks the glasses up and snaps them instantly. Ray J said, so? I don't care.
Damn, nigga, you did it wrong.
Ray J puts the glasses back on. One of the things broke said, look, they still work indestructible.
Oh, man, this nigga's a clown.
yo, the way he sat there when he broke them, yo, it was hilarious.
So?
Speaking of Ray J, Suge Knight signed over the rights for Ray J to create the movie of his life.
Nigga, who wants to see that?
I do. You don't want to see a Suge movie?
Hell no.
I think it ain't gonna be, he gonna leave a lot of stuff out though.
Yeah, it's just not gonna be. He can't tell all the shit that he did.
Like, he should have signed the rights over to what's that one dude's name from LA that's funny? He a rapper. Vince Staples.
Oh, Vince Staples, yeah.
He should have signed the rights over to Vince Staples. We would have got a real movie then.
Look, here's the thing, right? We can't have a movie about somebody with their It never turns out right. Look at the NWA movie. Dr. Dre like a goddamn superhero. Because he had input on it. You know what I'm saying? We need other people telling these stories. Because a nigga telling his own story, he going to lie.
So we need a story from the people he robbed and shot and beat up.
Yeah, we need that story. The nigga that he stole their money and shit. Talk to them.
But lie too?
Yeah, but they going to lie about their part of it, but we don't care about that.
But we ain't going to get the viciousness. The viciousness. we need the story from the people who are watching all this go down.
Yeah, a sideline nigga. Yeah.
Because the dude who drunk the piss ain't gonna put that in the story.
Oh no! Oh man, they was lying.
Yeah, they was lying, man.
Then your breath still smell like piss, nigga.
It was really apple juice. They was just trying to scare me.
It was apple juice with a little piss in it.
You ever been to Dairy Queen in South Carolina?
No.
Well, the FBI raided it for human flesh and burgers.
Whoa.
It was embracing alternative proteins.
Nah, I'm a nigga. Nope. Forget that, yo.
Dairy Queen comes out and refuted it. Said, hi, We are very proud of our 100% beef hamburgers. We serve a high quality hamburger with no additives or fillers.
So that's the end of it?
Yep.
And after the period, they put Jeff. Because Jeff's who's in the burgers.
Oh, I guess somebody called them about human flesh, but it wasn't cannibal burgers. It was a investigation into unlicensed money transferring. The fraudsters were purposely using an unlocked safe in the back of Dairy Queen to store its cash.
Oh, man, I thought we were eating cannibals.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we were eating peoples.
Man, that story was, I should just roll with the meat.
Yep, just left it there.
With the booty meat burger.
See, this next don't read.
Yep. So, have you started watching Godfather of Harlem?
I have not, sir.
One of the greatest shows on TV. You need to get on that.
I do. I really do.
It's on Stars. I mean, Epics.
Epic. Yeah, I'm going to need somebody to pay my Epic bill.
Dang. What about say you got to go to church or something?
No, I say it was the time for this or that.
Oh. Hold up. Let me go. Something else I had to get to. Oh. The Wu-Tang Show, dog.
Oh, you finally watched it?
I watched every episode. It was the greatest show on TV.
I told you, nigga.
Why y'all let me go this long?
I told every time we got on here, I told you nigga watch that shit.
But now I'm mad though, because it's over and I ain't get to see no more.
Nah, they got second season, I think.
When?
Hold on, let me see. I remember looking it up before. I thought on IMDb and they had a second season like two in 2020 is supposed to come out.
But I'm doing it the same way I did this one. There's no way I could have went week to week.
Yeah, nah, it was fucking rough.
Yo. Shameik Moore is Raekwon, dog. Yo, how did he do that?
Nigga, I don't know, man, but it works, bro.
Dog, it like, worked. Dog, like his mannerisms, he talk. Cause I'm like,
oh, they ain't got it up there yet.
I'm like, man, dude, too skinny. It ain't gonna work. He don't look like him, dog. I felt like he was Raekwon.
Yo, the fat suit works. The way that nigga act. Works, man. Like, yo, he fucking did that, man. Straight up, dog.
It's crazy. Like, that's the, let me see. Him. Go ahead.
You saw what I was talking about, Attila?
Yeah.
Yo, nigga was a monster.
Dang, that dude was just so disrespectful.
Hell, nigga said, I want my money. Nigga, it's not yours. It's really not yours, dog.
Right? This is my money, dog. And you just heard somebody say I had money. You just just ran in my house is disrespectfully.
Hell yeah.
But I wanna know, like, what is Attila real or was that?
Yeah, is Attila real? Did RZA just confess to attempted murder?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What else? Was Ghost really Fuster?
Yeah, I wanna know if that was that true. And then yo, Ghost was he needed to come down.
Yo, man, he's a fucking problem.
What's wrong with Ghost, man?
You fucking be parking him niggas. Every situation, Ghost made it worse.
I see why he had to wear the mask for the first few videos. He was a problem.
Yeah, man, that nigga was a problem for real, dog.
What else I wanted? I like that was a good pick for Meth.
Yeah, Dave East, yeah.
Killer Hill. Killer Hill.
Dave East was that tall.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Oh, shit.
Why he hurt the whole show, though?
Yeah, yeah. Got hit by a forklift, man.
Dang, what else was good on there? Oh, I could see what they did with the shooting at each other's houses and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it was really like the neighborhoods was warring with each other.
Yeah.
And I don't think that it was actually Raekwon who shot up his house. I think it was somebody from the hood.
No, you remember Papa Wu? Remember that video I sent you?
Yeah.
Papa Wu, and he was like, no, them niggas used to shoot each other all the time.
But that whole house scene, I don't think that, you know.
I don't think that actually happened. Yeah. But I think them niggas was going at each other, though.
Yeah, yeah. Because I could see, like, y'all got beef and it's like shots fired back and forth. But that house, like, I just laced your whole house with your brothers and mom.
Yeah.
That was a little too far.
That's a bit more. And it's like them nigga did it from five blocks away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Out of an MPV and shit.
And then the way they show when their homeboy got killed.
We got choked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did that. I didn't like the way they did that too. He was taking it too far. Like,
yeah, that dude took it too far. But my thing was, right, it was like 20 of y'all out there and three cops.
Yeah.
Somebody could push through these niggas. You ain't got to do nothing to them. Just stop the nigga from choking him the fuck out.
Because he was choking the dude for about 10 minutes, felt like.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he kept going, like, hey, man, let it go, bro. Like, yeah. It is over, man. You proved your point.
Yeah, man. That show, man. I like that.
Yo, that shit was good, man.
And it's amazing how, like, they even got on. Because people kept walking away. And then dude tried to call him when he got the CD. They out of town. Like,
yeah. And a bitch is plagiarizing being their manager. Who the fuck is that?
And then how he even gets signing with that. Like, that song was terrible they put out.
You Rocking?
Yeah.
I still got that CD. Thank
you. Wait, you bought that?
Yeah.
Why did you buy that?
It was after the Woo got big.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what the other shit was.
Oh, I was about to say. Because that single, especially when they had to change the beat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
Then I went back to the video trying to see the cameo of Raekwon in it. He had a quick little cameo.
Yeah.
All right, this or that.
All right. So, since we were talking about the cannibal meat, would you rather eat a cannibal burger or semen ice cream?
Come on, man. I'm eating that cannibal burger.
Mm. Yo, watch yourself around Ant, man.
What, you eating semen ice cream?
Oh, no, I'm eating that. I'm eat people, too.
Oh, but it's just about me, though.
Yo, it's like you bite people.
That's all you got?
Nah, I got some more. What else you got?
Oh, I got, if you had to pick a family to be a part of, like you had to go to a whole new family and start from scratch, would you go to the Kardashians or the Jacksons?
I'm going to go with the Kardashians.
Me too.
For the fact that, like, all of them making
money. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Jacksons, nigga, Tito ain't getting bread.
And you would have got beat up.
Yeah, Joe would have the fuck out you anyway. I lost it.
All right. If you had the same number of rings, yeah, 6 rings, but you had to be either Tom Brady or Lamar Jackson, who would you be? Like, you had the same career, but you had to be one of them.
Oh, Tom Brady.
And me too, because Lamar Jackson, I don't understand what he be saying when he talk.
Yeah, and Tom Brady bucking a Brazilian supermodel, nigga.
Why he had to be booty doing it?
Cause she's Brazilian, man. That's what they do.
Okay.
All right. A house with see-through walls in the city are the same see-through house, but in the middle of a forest, far from civilization.
Wait, a see-through in the city?
Yeah.
Or a see-through house in the middle of the forest?
Yeah.
I'm taking a house in the city.
You goddamn right, nigga. Y'all gonna enjoy this show.
Because, man, in the woods, you're going to get a see-through rude awakening.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bears don't respect glass. All right. Always feel like someone is following you, but no one is. Always feel like watching you, but no one is.
I'll take someone's watching me over somebody following me, man. That's scary.
You watch me, nigga. Again, you're going to get a show.
What kind of show you going to get? Eating booty show from you?
I'm gonna be butt naked all the time.
All right, looking like Faze Out Love.
Goddamn right, dick swinging and all.
That's all I got for this. That.
Yeah, me too.
All right, lottery winner sued by church for not giving up some of that $188 million.
You know who that is, right?
Who?
That's that black chick that won and then kept bailing her bum ass boyfriend out of jail.
Oh, they sued the church. Sued her.
Yeah.
You know how much they would get for if she paid her tithes with $188 million?
Like $18
million? $10
million. $10 million? No. She promised them $10
million. Oh, and she didn't come through.
She said she's going to come through for the church. And I guess the pastor thought it was going to be $10 million. But she ended up giving them like 750,000 or something like that. And he had already started making promises with the money. So when the money didn't come through, now the nigga got to do it. But technically I don't have to give you shit.
Yeah, what the audacity.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you supposed to be a man of God, nigga. Sound like you trying to line your pockets with God's money, nigga.
Damn, boy, this world's nuts.
Hell yeah, man.
Speaking of nuts, before we get out of here, the Patriots cheating again.
Yo, like, come on, man. Like, yo, don't need no more evidence, dog. This is it. Nigga, you recording the banks. It's just 1-12. I mean, you record everybody, dog. Like, yep. Yo, come on, man. If you recording a shitty team, you definitely recording a good team, man.
Talking about they was doing a documentary or something, and they needed footage. Nah, bruh.
Nigga, the Bengals?
Come on, man.
Come on, son. Come on.
Come on, man.
No, man.
Well, how many people gonna get these dudes, man?
Yo, for real, yo. Like, yo, right now we got to chalk it up, dog. Like, yo, this is definitely proof that these niggas is cheating.
They got to start, they got to take away draft picks or Super Bowls or something.
Something, man. Like, yo, void some wins or something, man, because this is some bullshit. Mm.
I got something for, advice, I guess, for if you asking girlfriend.
All right, before you get to that, I'm working you in this pigskin pick.
No, son. Man, come on. I don't count, no. Dog.
8-5, nigga.
Man, come on, dog. You should have told me week 2.
No, that then I wouldn't be able to do this.
You stupid. Yo, like if you got a Mexican girlfriend and you in the role playing, you could take her close to the border.
No. I was just gonna say there is no illegal immigrant games.
No, I'm saying, yo, you could look. Tell her to lay across the border and get border booty.
Border booty.
You want to do? Tell her you want to do it in America and Mexico. Act like a cop. Pull her over. Act like ICE. Pull her over.
But you're already doing that,
huh?
You're already fucking a Mexican in America.
No, that's you gotta be half and half on in Mexico and America. Border booty.
But that's already border booty.
No, it's not.
She's from the border.
No, she could be born here today.
No, but if you get one of them ones from over there that they call border jumpers, that's border booty.
No, you have to lay on half and half because you want to do it in America and Mexico. So you lay across the border.
Hey, don't that fuck up the time zone, though? Like, so like you kind of like fucking in the future? Ooh,
no.
Okay.
And say, hey, girl, I'm trying to get that border booty.
Yo, why you gotta be a racist ISIS?
You gotta be racist to try to wrangle people up and throw them across the border.
Yo, oh, for real. That is a job requirement, nigga. You have to be a little racist, nigga.
Oh man, I gotta get this story out the way I never talked about. The drug dealer who tried to escape prison by changing clothes with his 18-year-old daughter.
No, we talked about that.
We did?
Yeah, we talked about that.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, he had the mask and the wig and shit.
Okay, he had the MJ face mask.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Dang, why I still had this on here? Why you put the MJ face mask on?
Yo, why you thought that bullshit was going? Hey, nigga, where was his daughter? Yo, did he send her back to the cell?
They'll figure out when it's not you. They'll let you out. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, we're going to keep you here until this nigga come back.
All right, man. The San Francisco, we out here after this. The San Francisco 49ers suspended radio announcer Tim Ryan when, what's up, buddy?
We suspended him,
nigga. Oh.
Yo.
The KNBR radio show, he said, Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson's dark skin gives him advantage on the playing field.
Damn,
because they can't see him.
Yo, the dark skin, the dark jersey, and the ball. Can't see that thing.
They can't see him. Yo, why you laugh? You're supposed to be angry.
I can't believe you said that. Yo, what is wrong with you, son? Why would you think to say some shit like that?
Yo, we got to get to the next level like him, man.
Yo, why nobody in the booth was like, hey, hey, what are you doing?
Because they was like, now this is taking it to the next level.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, nigga, we're going to get so many ratings.
Yeah. We take it to the next level like Tim Ryan.
Y'all nigga like, yo, it's going to be a trending topic.
We made it. That's it, man. Y'all know where to find us. We get no. Oh, you heard Baylor clap back?
Yeah.
And that's all we got.
That wasn't really a clapback. He was kind of pleading no contest. He said, hey, man, I'm with the shit, but I'm not with the shit.
Oh, the reprisal. Turp the Jerk said, watch the reprisal. I finished the whole fire. He lucky. He caught a good one.
Yeah, he was going to get slandered.
If you got any other show.
Oh, man, shout out to C-Ray Art, man. I just copped a couple things from his website. Matter of fact, I'm going to go today. So over here, I'm going to get them pictures framed up.
You ain't going to do it.
I said I'm going to do it today.
Well, he's good. Hey, okay. Yeah, man. Leave us a review, man. Apple, wherever you listen to us. I'm tired. I'm about to go eat some biscuits and gravy.
Yo, man, shout out to Stephen Berry, man. You always rocking with us, man. And we know the Chiefs going to win today, bro.
Okay. Who they play?
Denver.
Oh, it's going to be a good game, too. I like the snow games.
Oh, it's snowing in Kansas City?
Yeah, it's like 6 inches. It's crazy. The whole fight.
Ah, damn. Okay.
So, yeah, man. We out.
Yeah, man. Peace, peace, peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Occasionally, when dropping the kids off at the pool, I like to sit on the stool. Then I crank up Forget That Yo podcast and prolong my adventure.